I admit I had a minor ulterior motive in heading for the office so early, and I beefed it up by stopping for pastries. I bought 2 crullers, an apple fritter, and a cinnamon roll the size of my spare tire. I ate the fritter and 1 cruller as I cheerfully threaded through the lethal traffic. I don't know how I get away with eating so many donuts. I don't gain weight or get pimples, and although that may seem unfair, I can't find it in my heart to complain. I came out reasonably well in the genetic crapshoot. High metabolism, good size and strength, all of which helped me in my hobby. And I have been told that I'm not awful to look at, which I believe is meant to be a compliment. I also didn't need a great deal of sleep, which was nice this morning. I had hoped to arrive early enough to beat Vince Masuoka to work, and it seemed that I had. His office was dark when I got there, clutching my white paper bag for camouflage. But my visit had nothing whatever to do with donuts. I scanned his work area quickly, looking for the telltale evidence box labeled Jaworski and yesterday's date. I found it and quickly lifted out a few tissue samples. There might be enough. I pulled on a pair of latex gloves and in a moment had pressed the samples to my clean glass slide. I do realize how stupid it was to take yet another risk, but I had to have my slide. I just tucked it away in a Ziploc baggie when I heard him come in behind me. I quickly put things back in place and whirled to face the door as Vince came through and saw me. "My God," I said, "you move so silently. So you have had ninja training." "I have 2 older brothers," Vince said. "It's the same thing." I held up the white paper bag and bowed. "Master, I bring a gift." He looked at the bag curiously.
"May Buddha bless you, Grasshopper."
"What is it?" I tossed him the bag. It hit him in the chest and slid to the floor. "So much for ninja training," I said.
"My finely tuned body needs coffee to function," Vince told me, bending to retrieve the bag.
"What's in here? That hurt." He reached into the bag, frowning. "It better not be body parts." He pulled out the huge cinnamon roll and eyed it. "Ay, caramba. My village will not starve this year. We are very grateful, Grasshopper."
He bowed, holding up the pastry. "A debt repaid is a blessing on us all, my child."
"In that case," I said, "do you have the case file on the one they found last night off old Cutler?" Vince took a big bite of cinnamon roll. His lips gleamed with frosting as he slowly chewed.
"Mmph," he said, and swallowed.
"Are we feeling left out?" "If we means Deborah, yes we are," I said. I told her I'd take a look at the file for her.
"Woof," he said, mouth full of pastry. "There's plenty of blood this time."
"Forgive me, master," I said. "Your language is strange to me." He chewed and swallowed.
"I said, at least there's plenty of blood this time.
But you're still a wallflower. Bradley got the call for this one."
"Can I see the file?"
He took a bite.
"A wolf a wife."
"Very true, I'm sure. And in English?" Vince swallowed.
"I said he was still alive when his leg came off."
"Human beings are so resilient, aren't they?" Vince stuck the whole pastry in his mouth and picked up the file, holding it out to me and taking a large bite of the roll at the same time. I grabbed the folder. "I've got to go," I said, "before you try to talk again." He pulled the roll from his mouth.
"Too late," he said.